I invite the congregation to be seated, but I also invite the children to come on forward. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
All right, I have a question for you. Has anyone ever called you weird?
No? Boy, are you guys lucky.
I was weird. All the time weird. And if you listen to my daughters, I am still to this day weird. All right? But what makes someone, if you look at someone and say, you know, they're kind of weird. What does it take? What makes someone weird? Now, what if you saw someone who was basically wearing the skin of an old camel with a belt around their waist? That'd be a little weird, right? How about someone who ate bugs? That would be a little weird, right? What? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I understand that. But it still seems a little strange to me, don't you know? Bugs, right? That's John the Baptist. We heard about him in the gospel story today. And people came out to see him because he was a little weird, right? Jesus. People used to think that Jesus was weird. Jesus was weird because he paid attention to everybody. Jesus was weird because he helped people without ever expecting anything back. Jesus was weird because he was willing to suffer because of us. And if someone's going to call me weird, I want to be weird like Jesus. I want to be weird like John the Baptist. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to start eating bugs. But what I'm going to start doing, like John the Baptist did, is pointing to Jesus and saying he's the one who loves each and every one of them, no matter how weird that seems. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being weird. We thank you for your weird cousin, John the Baptist. But we thank you most for your love, your care, your concern, and your guidance. Help us to be just as weird and share your love with all we meet. We thank you for today, Lord. Go have a weird day, all right?